Okay, I want to pray for myself, and you're welcome to pray for me at the same time. Father, in Jesus' name, I just ask, Lord, that I might be a blessing to this people today. Pray, Lord, that all that I do and say will glorify your name and edify your church. Lord, I love these people dearly, and I know you love them much more than I do. And Lord, I just say, I want to join forces with you by the Holy Spirit today to bless and edify, strengthen, build up, bring healing to the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be turning to Proverbs chapter 8. I'll be in a New King James today. Lucy is on the computer. So, New King James, Proverbs 8, verse, we'll be starting in verse 1 and then read a few verses. Let's go ahead and give this teaching today a title called How Wisdom Speaks. How Wisdom Speaks. We put a lot of attention and time in our messages on the Word of God. Well, this is a little bit different way of looking at that. We're going to put some attention today on your words. And many of these things that you'll hear today are familiar, but if you were raised by a good mother, she corrected you numerous times. And she gave you instruction numerous times. Your father, your mother, your guardian, the person who mentored you in growing up, they didn't just tell you one time what you needed to know. They told you multiple times. And that's what you learned, it by repetition. So if something is repetitious to you today, please don't think it's for lack of study on our part. But include it in your lessons for living as a way to strengthen what you believe and add to what you believe. And we want to